been great, you know. Disappointing that we lost the game. I felt like defensively, you know, the one thing that we got to improve on is, you know, their defense. They were creating some opportunities for their offense, putting in some good situations. Obviously, with the 4 turnovers in the first half, we had an opportunity to get our hands on some balls and did not come up with them. So that was the one frustrating thing, really, defensively. We have to be opportunistic as well. You know, if we're not last, we have to be really close to last in the league as far as turnover ratio goes. So we have to do a better job in that. That follows. This is not our offense taking care of the ball. It's the defense creating the turnovers and putting them in a good situation.
What did you take from watching the film regarding your own performance Monday night?
There's room for improvement, man. You're never there, and I feel like I was moving around good. I'm comfortable with the system. I feel really good in the system. I thought our front as a whole played well as far as stopping their run game. That's about all I can say. I mean, I'm kind of past, the Monday night. We're looking forward to the Houston Texans. You know, we feel like they're one of the better run teams in this league. They do a great job. They've been in that system for a long time, especially their core players, you know, so they really know what they're doing. And we have to establish the line of scrimmage, you know, and take over it. And that's going to be the key, and just setting the edge of our defense, because they're a great perimeter run team. And Arian Foster, I believe, is one of the best backs in this league. So he does a great job in that system. So we have our hands full. And the way you do it is you establish the line of scrimmage, you take control over it, and you set the edge of the defense, and you come downhill, and you attack their offensive linemen, and just play sound defense. You know, we've done a pretty good job of that, and we have to continue to do it.
There's not many teams that do that kind of zone blocking specifically. The Redskins do, of course, and you faced them twice last year. What challenges does that present for a linebacker?
Well, you have to be patient, you know. The gaps move quickly, so you have to be sound in your gap responsibility. You have to know where your leverage is as far as your help is in the run game, as far as if you're bringing the safety down, if you're not. So you really have to be in tune with that. And I think more than anything is just attacking. They want to kind of get you running sideways and then cut downhill, so you have to take the attack to them. First of all, set the edge of the defense is key, because they're really good at stretching the perimeter of your defense. You have to set the edge of your defense, and then your inside guys have to stay in their gaps and come downhill and attack and get off blocks, because they do a great job of trying to sustain those blocks. And the key is, once you attack them, is you get off of them and make the play.
Did you know when you got here that if you got healthy, that I know you could still play at a high level? Was there any doubt? Did you kind of let them know that?
I wouldn't know. I mean, I wouldn't showed up and worked out for them if I didn't really feel that and think that with all my heart. So, I felt like I contributed to this team, whatever my role. You know, I realize as a player in this league that it's extremely important for the amount of guys that you have in this locker room to know your role and accept your role. And you go out there every day and you do everything you can to help your team win, you know. So I didn't know exactly what my role was going to be. I felt like I can contribute in a way. And, regardless of how this thing works out, you know, how it evolves throughout the year, when I have the opportunities, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to try to do my responsibility and help our team win, you know. And I feel like I can still do that at a high level. And whenever those opportunities come up, I'm just going to try to make the best of them.
Well, obviously you're doing something right, because like you said, we're sitting on the field a lot on Monday.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it worked out good, you know. I mean, I felt good out there. I'm looking forward to this week now. That's my mindset right now.
Did you know back in the day when you were in Atlanta how good a shot had the potential to be?
Yeah, he's kind of sitting there behind, obviously, number 7 there and Mike Vick. But you saw that from the very beginning. You know, I mean, as a veteran guy, you know, you see young guys come in. Some guys improve after a couple of years if you don't see something in them in the beginning. But for the most part, you know right away if a guy has it, you know, if he gets it. And Shaw was one of those guys from the very beginning. He got it. The way he carried himself, the way he conducts himself on a daily basis, you saw the potential, you saw the talent. And obviously when the trade took place, it was a great situation for him, and I knew he was going to make the most of it. And everything that he's accomplished, everything he's done, doesn't surprise me at all.